Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's Olly.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. I'm Jo Reed. I have the publisher of Audiophile, Michelle Cobb, with me. And if I know Michelle, we have a theme. Hello, Michelle.
Hi. Well, you know, we're kicking off the new year. So it's new year, new you.
A little more, please.
In publishing, at the start of the year, there are often a lot of kind of self-development books that are published.
Ah, that kind of new you.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah. So this is your chance to work on yourself in the early part of 2024.
Odd joy. Where are we beginning?
Dialed In, Do Your Best When It Matters Most by Dana Sinclair, read by Eunice Wong, with the introduction read by the author.
I love Eunice Wong. I'm putting that out there right now. I think Vera Wong's Unsolicited Advice is just one of the most charming audiobooks I've ever listened to.
Well, and this is a highly listenable book as well, and it really encourages people to identify their performance style and the things that are holding them back from achieving.
Okay, and who's Dana Sinclair that we should pay attention to her?
Well, she is someone that helps people sort of achieve their better selves, and she works with a lot of sports teams. Mm. So we get a lot of sports figure examples, and I was concerned I wasn't going to connect with the book, but I did find the advice actionable and relevant, and thanks to Eunice Wong's warm narration, I really was, you know, my resistance was really reduced to the sports examples.
So what, and I guess what I'm saying is, what is she bringing to the table that hasn't not been brought there before?
As someone raised to strive for the A-plus in every situation, there was real value for me in the author's approach, which included recognizing the negative impacts of self-criticism and perfectionism.
I always find, I mean, I have my own issues with how-to books, because my feeling is that's one way not to do it. You can read a book about what you should be doing rather than just doing it. Though I do think they're very good and can be very good for specific skills, like how to retile your roof, or, you know, how to get the most out of a salary negotiation, something like that. You know, so when it's tied to something, I see how they can be really helpful. This sounds like it's tied to something.
Well, she actually talks about four skills. Get calm and stay there. Forget how you feel. It's about what you do. Talk your way through it and keep daydreaming. And she's worked with, you know, executives and coaches and players really to try to help them identify their triggers and negative responses and move past them with these four skills. I mean, there's more skills, but with those top four.
So do we want to hear a little bit of this?
Yeah, this gives you the sense of how examples are used in the book to illustrate what she's talking about.
Okay. This is Dialed In by Dana Sinclair, read by the wonderful Eunice Wong.
When the scouts and management interviewed Benny, they felt he was easygoing and talkative. He seemed eager to please. It was an interview, after all. So they assumed he was confident and coachable. They predicted that Benny would be a very valuable asset. They couldn't miss. What happened? Why wasn't he as good as his skills indicated? Did they get it wrong? No, they didn't. He was definitely skilled. But in their excitement over his wrist shot, management ignored his personality characteristics. Benny's pre-draft performance style report highlighted the potential problems to come. He was impatient, prone to frustration and snap decisions on the ice. He was a hothead. He was likely to take unnecessary penalties, often at crucial times in big games, because he was tense under pressure and undisciplined in the moment. His lack of seriousness meant that he glossed over his coach's repeated requests that he stick to his assignments and not just do his own thing.
For my money, Eunice Wong is always such a compelling narrator who knows how to deliver a text.
Yes. And that's what you need here.
Absolutely.
And it's interesting because the narrator and the author actually have a very similar tone of voice, because you hear the author in the introduction reading a foreword that one of her clients wrote. And so I was like, oh, that, you know, you feel like you're still listening to the author in some way, which was nice.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, when the voices are complete from two different universes, that can be so disconcerting. If you hear the author, yeah, and then, you know, suddenly you hear this Malofius voice, and it's like, oh, okay, new one. That is Dialed In by Dana Sinclair, read by Eunice Wong. Okay, Michelle, thank you. So I know what we're talking about all week.
Exactly. I know your favorite topic, you know, personal development.
I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
Okay. The Lost Van Gogh, narrated by Eduardo Ballerini, is the sponsor of today's episode of Behind the Mic. And don't forget to follow Behind the Mic wherever you get your podcasts. And please leave us a rating on Apple, because it does help other people who love audiobooks to find us. I'm Joe Reed. Talk to you tomorrow.